The first reading is a reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, time of war and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time and has put the timeless into their hearts, without man's ever discovering from the beginning to the end the work which God has done. The word of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Lord, what is man that you notice him, the son of man that you should make thought of him? Man is like a breath, his days like a passing shadow. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day and raised, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. And so Jesus asked the apostles, "Who do people say that I am?" And he asks us, and we can give him all kinds of answers, especially today. All you have to do is read any kind of books, and everyone has their idea about who Jesus is. And then they say, "But who do you say that I am?" And it's Peter, of course, the first pope, that says, "You are the Christ." Now, we answer that question by the way we live. Talk is cheap. We can say, "Oh, yeah, you are God. You are the Son of God. You are my Lord and my God." The devil acknowledges Jesus Christ is God and Lord, and yet he's in hell because he doesn't do God's will. We can say all kinds of things. "Oh yeah, you are God. Yeah, yeah, yeah." Do we live like Jesus Christ is God? That's the true question. So God asks you and me today, "Who do you say that I am?" We answer that question by the way we live. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.